Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia, based on the famous play and novels by Rose Franken. Brought to you transcribed Monday through Friday by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
La 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 la.
Hey, not too much noise, Mrs. Brown.
What?
No vacuum. Please, Mama.
Why not? This dining room rug needs it. The dog must be shedding.
Great Danes always shed. They like it.
Well, I dare say I don't like it. Therefore, I shall continue to vacuum the rug.
Oh.
Now, come on, Claudia. You're in my way. Go on and enjoy this nice morning with David.
Doing what?
Doing what? Take a walk in the garden.
Huh.
Take a walk in the garden. What do you mean, doing what?
You seem to forget that my husband is staying at home in order to facilitate the completion of the plans for the Chicago freight terminal. Any interruption of said concentration is unwelcome, inexcusable, and not to be tolerated. That goes for every type of noise, such as vacuum cleaners, washing machines, singing, and livestock tramping through the house. Also questions of any and all descriptions. I've just been fired out of his room.
Oh, my, such a tragedy. You certainly sound as if you knew it by heart.
I've heard it often enough. In fact, it was the last thing he told me before we went to sleep last night. And the first thing he said when we woke up.
Sounds like a very thrilling and romantic marriage.
I, like a fool, was looking forward to his working up here. Mama, I tell you, the strain is going to be terrible. We might just as well have a genius in the house.
What would the genius like for lunch?
He said he wouldn't stop for lunch, not to bother. Just to hand him in some cool water and a crust of bread or something.
Spartan, isn't he?
Oh, full of character. I wish I had some of it. I have as much concentration as a flea when it comes to keeping my mind on something I have to do.
Such as darning.
Yes, such as darning.
I unearthed a pile of socks and shirts that must have been accumulating for days.
Weeks? Where'd you find them?
Under two sheets that need mending inside a box on the bottom shelf of the linen closet.
That will teach you to go snooping around. Anyway, you must admit it was all hidden away very tidily.
Oh, very. That's what made me suspicious.
Shh! Be quiet, Shakespeare, or you'll get your face in trouble. Hey, cut it out. Stop playing with the cord of that vacuum. Please.
I'd better leave it here instead of putting it back in the hall closet. It might disturb David if I pass his study.
He certainly has his two women towing the mark. Shh. Wasn't that his door opening?
I don't hear anything. Oh, yes, yes, it is.
He's coming.
Well?
I was just putting the vacuum cleaner away, David.
It didn't sound right. Noisy.
Sorry.
Yeah. Let's see, I think it needs oil.
Oh, don't you trouble, we'll check it later.
You don't know how to check it.
Well, darling, we're not going to use it anyway anymore, darling.
That's a fine attitude. Let a delicate piece of machinery get ruined, and then you say you won't use
it. That wasn't the reason. It was so as not to disturb you, you ungrateful creature.
It disturbs me a lot more to realize that you don't know how to take care of electrical equipment. Women shouldn't be trusted with mechanical devices.
Huh.
Modern household aids have progressed beyond the female capacity to understand how to handle them.
Darling, shut up and go back to work.
How can I when I see a good piece of equipment being abused?
We are not abusing it. Anyway, who asked you to come in here anyway?
It was making a funny sound.
But we stopped it.
You stopped the machine. You did not stop what was making the funny sound. I'll bet this thing hasn't been cleaned in 6 months.
We've only had it 2 months.
We've only had the rugs down 1 month, so don't bother.
You both got guilty consciences. Where's some old newspaper to empty the bag on?
We have no old newspapers.
Why not?
Mama, why haven't we any old newspapers?
We ate the last of them for lunch yesterday.
Yes.
Are you two women being fresh?
We just want you to go back to your freight terminal.
Oh, never mind my freight terminal. I want to see what's wrong with this vacuum.
Nothing is wrong with it. Please go back to work, David, or I'll get the blame for disturbing you. I can feel it coming on sure as fate.
Now, in the first place, the proper way to fold the cord is not to bunch it up.
I see.
But to wind it carefully and evenly around these two little doohickeys here.
I always do.
Well, it doesn't look like it.
But I haven't begun to put it away yet, David.
Well, Maybe you know how, but not Claudia.
I do so.
No. Roll it up. Roll it up any which way.
I certainly don't.
And she wonders why the thing goes on the fritz.
I never wondered why it went on the fritz. It was you.
You haven't got sense to.
It isn't on the fritz, though.
Well, no thanks to her mother.
You sound like you hated me.
I do, when it comes to machinery. I hate all women. Well, I suppose we'll have to use today's newspapers. I haven't even read it yet.
You won't have time to read it anyway, David. Oh, use the front page. Leave the theatrical section for me and the death notices for Mama.
If you don't mind, the front page is the only part of the paper I happen to be interested in.
It would be.
Important things are happening in the world, and in case you two females didn't realize.
What are more nasty words for the weaker sex, Mama? He's running out of them.
I can't think of any except wife and mother-in-law.
Yes, that'll do.
Yeah, very funny. How does this doo-wacky open?
Don't you know?
Listen, I'm not the one who had the demonstration lesson on it. I'm not the one who pushes it all around the house.
Well, I thought that men just sort of sensed those things, you know, had a sixth sense about machinery.
They have. I just wanted to give my wife and mother-in-law a slight boost in morale. Oh, here we are.
David, you're not going to empty that bag in the dining room.
Why not? I've got the paper down.
It isn't sanitary. We eat in here.
More sanitary than the kitchen. You cook in there.
There is something in what he says.
Well, there's very little dust anyway.
Yes, I thought you said it needed cleaning.
You probably never use
it. Now that is hitting below the belt.
Besides which, you heard me use it this morning.
That was merely to make an impression because I was home. You didn't kill yourself either. About 2 seconds and you were through.
I stopped her because you were working, you ungrateful creature.
You said that before.
I am speechless with fury.
I'm the one who should be speechless with fury. I'm the one who was disturbed. And I told you, didn't I, how important it was for me to have absolute peace and quiet.
Well, you've got it now, so go back into your study and everything will be peace and quiet from now on. It's a solemn promise.
I don't believe a word of it. Besides, as long as I'm at it, I may as well go ahead and oil this thing.
How do you know it needs it?
Because it was making a noise.
Oh. Vacuum cleaners are supposed to make a noise.
Not that much of a noise. Now, where's that little tube of grease that came with it?
Well, I don't know. Did any come with it?
Of course it came with it.
Mama, where is it?
I haven't the least idea. This is your house, not mine.
Well, you're living here. You should know things like that.
Now, look here. I refuse to take any more blame for something I haven't done. I am only an innocent bystander. I began to use the vacuum cleaner this morning out of the goodness and cleanliness of my soul because the rug was full of your dog's hairs. And I've been paying for it ever since with blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Where is the dog, by the way?
I don't know. Out.
Out where?
Just out. We didn't want to disturb you.
Since when does Bluff disturb me?
He doesn't disturb you, but I do.
Naturally. Bluff doesn't talk and ask questions.
I am speechless. Have I asked you one question, one little question?
You're asking one little question now. Mother, where are you going?
I'm going in the kitchen. My nerves will not stand any more of this.
This what?
I feel like I'm in a bad dream. Nothing makes any sense.
All I asked was where was the grease to oil the vacuum?
And I said I never saw any grease.
She did so. She poured it over yesterday's newspapers like syrup and ate it for breakfast.
Go get me the directions. I'll see if we can use regular machine oil instead.
Well, I don't see why not. Get the pamphlet of directions, Mama.
It might surprise you, but I happen to know where it is.
You do? Go and get it. David, while you're at it, the plug on the electric iron is a little bit wobbly.
Oh, a little bit wobbly. How many times have I warned you not to yank it out of the wall?
I didn't yank it out. Oh, now if you're going to ask for a complete case history of the electric iron, too, I'm sorry I spoke. Forget it. Here's Mama with your precious directions. I wish I were dead.
What's the matter now?
I made a mistake and mentioned the electric iron cord will be in for another third degree.
Why don't you use your intelligence for once?
Intelligence?
Very funny. Go ahead and read your directions and get back to architecture.
Now, hush. I'm trying to read now. If you'll just keep quiet a minute.
Can you?
Keep the machine in a dry place, empty the back frame for purpose spraying, shampooing, attached blower.
Can it shampoo?
Yeah, you can put it away now.
The directions?
No, the vacuum.
But you haven't oiled it. Can't we use the regular oil?
Apparently not.
Oh, we really should find the grease that came with it, Claudia. It probably does need oiling, and if it makes a funny noise, we might as well have it done while David's in a mood to...
David's not in a mood to.
No, he's mad.
David, you show me where to put the grease, and as soon as we find it, I'll attend to it myself.
Think no more about it.
But I don't mind doing it. You're right, it's time I learned how to take care of electrical equipment in my old age, and Claudia, too.
The manufacturers have done it for you. They're smart. They know that women never remember to oil things, so they're making household equipment that doesn't need oiling.
Well, that's very nice of them. It's quite a help.
Just a moment, please. I would like to examine Mr. Naughton on the stand. Mr. Naughton, weren't you awfully sure that the vacuum was making a funny noise? Weren't you awfully sure it needed cleaning and oiling? In fact, weren't you positively, absolutely positive that I had mislaid the little tube of grease that comes with the machine? Mrs. Brown, will you bear me witness?
And just what are you trying to prove?
I'll tell you what I'm trying to prove. You're not fit to touch my electric iron. You probably want to oil that, too.
You mean he's not such a much after all?
He's just a Budinsky.
Budinsky?
Honestly, Mama, what he's put us through with that vacuum... What's a nasty word for the stronger sex?
Pig-headed.
Excellent. I couldn't have expressed it better myself.
Claudia, he's not even listening. He's looking out of the window. We might just as well be talking to the wind.
I am looking what mischief your dog is up to.
Ha-ha, now it's my dog. When Bluff behaves, it's his dog. Move aside, let me see. He is not up to anything. He's just standing there, thinking.
Well, I'd better go and see what he's thinking about.
David, come back. He's just enjoying the air.
Oh, dear, let him go.
But his whole morning will be shot and he won't get any work done.
You're a smart girl. You're awfully dumb at times.
What do you mean?
It's a beautiful day and he wants an excuse not to work. That's why he picked on the poor vacuum cleaner and now he's found Bluff to play with.
You mean he has no more concentration than I have? Yippee! I think you're right. Goodbye, Mama.
Now, where are you going?
I don't know. Just someplace where David's going. But we'll be home for lunch.
For a crust of bread, I presume.
Yep. But you better have a small steak and an apple pie on the side. Dum, 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 bum, 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 bum. La, 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 la.
As you bustle about the house, spending your precious energy, you might bear in mind that houseworkers, too, deserve the pause that refreshes. The time you take to enjoy an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola is time well spent. Here's another suggestion. When you turn on your favorite radio program, reach for an ice-cold Coke. That's a growing family custom and a pleasant one.
Oh, Mr. King, I fear me that David isn't going to get a great deal of work done today.
That's always what happens to me when I stay home. There are suddenly so many things I'd rather do.
Well, at least he can't blame it on us. Claudia and I were being as quiet as two mice.
Two mice with a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, you too. Well, I'm glad to see Claudia and David having such a good time together.
No, there aren't very many marriages like theirs.
Many too few. This is a happy marriage. It's good to see.
Speaking of marriages, I understand Mr. Killian, David's partner, is coming for dinner tomorrow evening.
He is. He always gets such a lot of pleasure from watching Claudia and David. I suppose it's because his marriage isn't anything like it.
I hardly even think of him as married.
Well, we'll all find out more about it tomorrow. See you then, Mr. King.
Goodbye, Mrs. Brown. As I was about to say, every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. This broadcast of Claudia was supervised and directed by William Brown Maloney. And now here's a word from your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola.